can't look. It's always such a scary moment for me. Well, I have a few brief announcements. Good news, by the way. The Fallon family contribution that you all made netted us $455.76. Thank you. That will be sent to them, of course. The wallet, we finally got so curious, we said, well, whose is it? It's Robin Yaw's. So if any of you know Robin, he or she can be reunited with their wallet through the Augusta office downstairs in the Lost and Found, which is where I hope my camera will be tomorrow. It's Olympus Zoom, remember? No case, I already got home with a case. Keep looking. Now you're wondering, this concert's coming to an end pretty soon, but I'm so revved up, what am I going to do for the rest of the night? You have a few options. There's going to be a contra dance going on in the pavilion. There will be, in the chapel, some of the people from Storytelling, led by Andrina Belcher, and a special showcase by the Performing for Young Audiences folks who are inspired by Marcy Marxer, the Queen of the Kids. We'll be doing some storytelling and fun things over there in the chapel. That'll be great. And it's really risky for me to come out here with most of my brain cells missing and try to thank everybody who's responsible for something like this, but clearly, under the direction of Margot Blevin with a staff like Martha and Michelle in the bookstore, Flawn Williams, the world's best sound man, gad. Save your applause, because there are so many people. I'm not going to mention them all tonight, but Vicky Moss, who's backstage and keeps wonderful refreshments coming and keeps this show running very close to on time. And then I'd personally like to thank all the nice ladies at the Copy Center, who I've gotten to know so well. Thank you. You know, Margot contacted me a couple years ago, and she said she'd been talking with Kathy Fink about the idea of putting together something like Swing Week, and did I think that it would go? And, you know, we talked about it, and wondered kind of what you all might be thinking out there if you're going, wait a minute, I thought this was supposed to be heritage arts, and what's with all these guys? And you're probably starting to get a sense of the fact that jazz music and swing music are truly a traditional American art form. And they're finally now, thanks to the Augusta Heritage Arts Center, being recognized as an American art form worthy of study. And that's why 90 people came this year and took our swing classes. And a lot of the reason why it was so successful this year, well, last year we had Johnny Gimbel, which was such a wonderful draw, and Peter Ostrushko. And those two musicians are so well known that we wondered, you know, how will this go? I mean, if we don't have those two top name, nationally known acts, can swing carry itself on its own? And it was a big question for us. And so I can't tell you how happy we were when our enrollment was so high that it made it obvious that the Swing Week will go on. It has a life of its own now. Yeah. Thank you. We're really happy about that. And, you know, swing musicians, you can get the best musicians together in the world, but the whole reason that we talk in 2/4 time and we live the way we do is to play music for dancers. And it's Leslie Combs who made the dance happen. So I'd like to have a real big hand for Leslie. She's out there somewhere. Where is she? Oh, see, Leslie got a little confused. She thought it said Sling Week. So she's gone to get her sling, and she'll be back in full sling for a while. Well, tonight's final performance is going to be led by our outstanding faculty. I'm just blown away by these guys, and they're also some of the nicest gentlemen I've ever had the privilege to work with. Matt Glazer on the fiddle will be the band leader for tonight, and he'll be flanked by the national mandolin champion of 1989, Paul Glass. Save your applause. My dear friend Roger Bellow, my favorite fellow. Of course, he'll be on guitar. Ralph Gordon will be on bass. We've got Boneless Bob Willoughby on piano. The insane Howard Levy. And later, Howard is from such a big family. It always amazes me. You just mention his name and the crowd goes wild. And then later, Kevin Wimmer will be joining them. So the moment you've all waited for, I am so proud to have coordinated this fabulous group of guys, the Swing Week instructors, led by Matt Glazer. Something that's probably obvious to you all is that these guys don't know each other before this week. A few of them do, but for the most part they live in various parts of the United States, and they've gotten together and just made this happen. So it's going to be pretty magical. Thank you.
Thanks very much. This is an amazing evening, and this has been an amazing week. And Elkins is an amazing town in the amazing state of West Virginia, in the amazing state, in the amazing country of the United States, in the amazing world, the amazing cosmos, the mega universe. Thank you. Please, a sharp 11 on that chord for the cosmic talk. Thank you. Anyway, here's an old, here's an old Louis Armstrong tune called "I Double Dare You." I double dare you to sit over here. I double dare you to lend me your ear. Take off your hi-hat and let's get friendly. Don't be a scaredy cat. What do you care? Can't you take a dare? I double dare you to kiss me, and then I double dare you to kiss me again. And if that look in your eyes says what I think it does, I double dare you to fall in love with me. Hot mama, Howard Levy on the harmonica. Paul Glass on the mandolin. Roger Bellow on the guitar. Bob Willoughby on the piano.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. We're going to bring on our good friend Kevin Wimmer, play some twin fiddles here. And feature the fabulous Paul Glass on mandolin. Paul is a past national, international, and cosmic mandolin champion. An incredibly nice guy. And he and I are both here for Augusta's little-known cholesterol-raising week. It's a small week in which we attempt to, if possible, eat soft custard and tapioca pudding 3 times a day. And we've been doing very well. We're enjoying it very much. So anyway, we're going to feature Paul on an old jazz standard entitled Out of Nowhere. Thank you. I think you've all had a chance to meet this gentleman over here. He's going to say a few words. I just want to say that it's been a terrifying experience spending time with Howard Levy this week, and makes me reconsider which species I'm a member of, or rather, I'm pretty sure that we're all the same species, and I'm not sure which one he's a member of. But he's routinely plays waterfalls of the most beautiful music that anyone could ever play on an instrument that can't possibly be doing what he's doing, as well as. So anyway, you're in for a treat. You're going to tell your grandchildren that you heard this guy live once, and they'll say, "Oh, Dad, you always say these kind of things. You know, you couldn't have heard Howard Levy live." Anyway, Howard's going to talk a little bit now.
Well, I just want to say thank you to all those who signed up for my class, for giving me such a wonderful week. And I learned more from trying to communicate with and teach you guys than I could ever have imagined before I got down here. And I think a lot of the other teachers have the same experience, and that's one of the big reasons why I like to come back here every year, because it's really stimulating, and so it's just a wonderful place. I'd also like to mention very, very briefly that I'm a member of a band called Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. Now, we're on Warner Brothers Records, and so I didn't bother to bring any tapes or CDs with me, because I figure they do a good job of putting them in the music stores, in the record stores, the product stores. There's no vinyl anymore. So I do have one of my own albums for sale that I've had out for a while, but if you want to hear the stuff I've been doing recently, it's really exciting and it's real great, and the album is called Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, so it's easy to remember. If you only know how to spell Bela Fleck, then it's easy to remember. Well, now, with that out of the way, let's play some more music. And this is specially dedicated to my harmonica class, and I think they'll know what piece it is. See, even I make bad mistakes on stage.
Thanks very much for sticking around so long. It's a long show. And we got one more, we got time for one more tune. We're gonna bring Rusty back on, everybody. Play a little Lester Leaps In. Thank you. Thanks a lot, folks. The swing instructors at Augusta.
This is Swing Week 1990. Thank you for being here. All right, if you're still looking for more fun after Swing Week 1990, head over to the chapel for some singing and storytelling, or the pavilion for contra dancing, and I suppose there might be some swing music after that. Thank you all very much. I'm Liz Masterson. This is Sean Blackburn. See you next year.